It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district, what on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, oh, I can't understand it.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
It is not fair that just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation and welcome to the show. I am Kim Munson. This is the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter there, as well as a couple of other things. We have our voter's guide. Rick Turnquest and I work together to create a voter's guide for you on all of the questions that are on the ballot, the Colorado ballot. And that is there, as well as we will be having a very fun evening on October 19th at Water's Edge Winery to go through all of these different questions on the ballot. And you can buy your tickets there. The tickets are $20 per person, plus a $3 processing fee. So we'd love to have you join us on that as well. A big show planned for you today, jam-packed. There's all kinds of things going on. We'll jump here in here in just a minute. What the show looks like, we'll go through a big headline that just hit the news cycle here just recently. Apparently, President Trump and Melania Trump have tested positive for COVID-19, so we'll talk about that a little bit. Casper Stockham is a candidate for Congress, CD7. We'll talk with him. Lauren Levy, Karen Levine will be joining us, as well as Jeff Hunt, regarding the Western Conservative Summit that is October 19th. And then Jason McBride is going to, we'll talk to him just a little bit later because the unemployment numbers will be coming out about 6:30. And we'll find out what those numbers look like a little bit later in the show as well. We look at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. They've been using all kinds of fear to push all kinds of force. That's going to be so interesting to watch how this thing plays out with President Trump and Melania on the COVID-19. Socialism ultimately comes down to force. If something is a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. And we need to be asking these critical questions. What, why, when, how, where, and who? Let's see. I always like to say thank you to these people that I get to work with, and that is producer Steve, Zach, Keith, Patty, and Charlie, and these all the fine folks over here at Crawford Broadcasting. And each of you listeners, you're treasured, you're valued, you have a purpose. Strive for excellence today, and take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. And because we're going to have Jeff Hunt with the Centennial Institute, and they're creating the Western Conservative Summit, which is October 10th, I thought, let's go to the foundation, and that is George Washington. You know him. He was an American political leader, military general, statesman, founding father who served as our first president. He had led the Patriot forces to victory in the nation's war for independence. He was born in 1732. He died in 1799. And he said this. He said, happiness depends more upon the internal frame of a person's own mind than on the externals of the world.
Oh, my.
What do you think, Steve?
Tell that to...
everybody.
Yeah. I mean,
attitude.
I haven't had enough coffee yet to think on the fly, but, material-minded USA, where Madison Avenue, rules the day. Tell that to them.
Well, yeah. And Lincoln said things along this line as well, is you have control of your mind. You can decide, what you're going to think about, how you look at things. But again, that was George Washington. He said, happiness depends more upon the internal frame of a person's own mind than on the externals in the world.
Excellent.
Really a good one.
He should run for president.
He should run for president. That's for sure. Speaking of that, headlines came in early that President Trump and Melania have tested positive for the COVID-19. And as I see it, Steve, there's three scenarios. The worst scenario would be that they got super ill and succumbed to the disease. Second scenario would be that they get sick, they take treatments like hydroxychloroquine or plasma, and they get better. Third scenario is that basically they just tested positive and they do not get sick at all. I've got to think it's going to be scenario one or two. Either way, if it's scenario one and scenario two, it is going to really push into this narrative of Fauci and all of these blue state Democrat governors and mayors that have closed down our country, and many people have lost their jobs. Yesterday, we saw 28,000 people with Disney, primarily in California, because of the shutdowns there. And so we'll see, you know, the scenario as it plays out. But if they don't get any symptoms and carry on, or if they do get symptoms, do not feel well, but they have treatment and they get through that successfully, that is going to have the radical progressive activist left that have been using all this force on the American people and using all this fear on the American people, it's going to discount the narrative that they've used to close everything down, Steve.
Well, you got to think the timing is special. You know, there's no other word I can think of without putting the wrong, you know, frame around it. But let's say, you know, in true Trump fashion that, okay, he tested positive and, you know, some time period will go by and he takes a test again and now he's negative without any, you know, he's asymptomatic. Can you just see him standing there with that look on his face and, like I suggested earlier, kind of in a humorous way, holding on to a Nobel Peace Prize at the same time? The left will just explode.
They will explode. And you're referring to, he has gotten a third nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize. And this is, I think, from somebody in Australia. And it's because what he sees is that Trump is trying to remove America from all of these different conflicts throughout the world. So a third Nobel Peace Prize nomination. Is the mainstream media talking about that at all, Steve?
Well, they certainly talked about it with the first nomination. Is that the right word? And they talked about it a little bit more on the second, but I think they realized talking about it maybe draws too much attention and
too much positive things about it.
Okay, you're going to slap me for this, but, you know, after another recent president was given that honor in his first term before he had a chance to do anything, what does it mean?
Well, just because they did that, it would mean a lot if President Trump got it, because what he has been doing is pretty amazing. But to your point, I think that the Peace Prize has been somewhat politicized. And although the left has just got to be going crazy that he's gotten his third nomination on that. But let's jump over here to Casper Stockham. He is running for Congressional District 7 here in the state of Colorado. I think it would be good for him to go to Washington. He's working to unseat the incumbent. She's been there for a long time, and I think it's time for some new blood there. Casper Stockham, welcome to the show.
Yes, it's good to be on the show, and prayers go out to the President and First Lady. I am confident they're going to be just fine because COVID is extremely treatable and survivable. So,
you know, Casper, I was talking to Steve on the way in. There are people that the media has and CDC and all these health departments have some people so afraid that they have not even been out of their house hardly. You know, that's a tough way to live, but it's because there's just all this fear that they're using on that. I think that, as you mentioned, yes, our prayers go out for President Trump, Melania, and all those that have COVID-19. I think that he'll get through this successfully, and I think it'll be a big message to people that you don't have to fear this so much. I find it so interesting that this is happening 32 days before the election, Casper Stockham.
Yes, and I made a prediction late last night because I heard about it late last night, and I predict that they're going to come through it just fine, and they're going to be taking some of the treatments that we all know about, the hydroxychloroquine and others, and they're going to have to announce what they did to survive it, and that's going to cause another wave of comments. But at the end of the day, you know, the American people, President Trump's going to have to make those treatments available to everyone. And then, you know, we'll be done with COVID.
Well,
and on to the next virus.
The other thing about it, Casper, and I was talking with Steve on this, is if in fact they get through this successfully with a treatment, this is also going to push back on the narrative of forced vaccinations. So the way this thing is going to play out is going to be super interesting, Casper.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, so running for Congress in CD7 against Ed Perlmutter. He's been there 14 years, and he's a rubber stamp for Nancy Pelosi. He does not stand for safety and security. In fact, he just put out a Facebook post about saving our children from climate change. So he's not even worried about the current virus either. He's worried about climate change, as is, you know, the thing we need to save our children from.
You know what? And I got confused. I was thinking it was Diana DeGette. I realize now it is Ed Perlmutter, the incumbent, that you are working to unseat. So what are you hearing out on the campaign trail? What is, seems to be the number one issue? Is climate change what you're hearing, or is it something else?
I have not heard one person mention climate change. Most people, even Democrats, are mentioning the safety and security and the law and order that's lacking right now in our nation, especially in our inner cities. So what I'm hearing from a lot of people is that we have to put an end to this, you know, to this lawlessness. And you know, from the Breonna Taylor situation that has been totally blown out of proportion, you know, most of the things that people believe about that did not happen, and it surely didn't happen the way they think it happened. So it's just people are not happy, and I just feel there's going to be this groundswell of people who are not posting on social media and so forth, but they are paying attention. And at the end of the day, I see a big win for Trump, and I'm hoping it's a popular vote win as well.
Okay, Casper Stockham, your story is a unique one. Now, you grew up in a Black Democrat family, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
But you've become a conservative. Conservative meaning want to conserve this idea, the American idea, that all men are created equal with these rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. So you're running as a Republican.
Yes, yes. My dad was a Democrat politician, always mad and fussing and fighting and stuff. And I realized later on in life that he was fussing with progressive liberals in the inner city. He wasn't fussing with Republicans because we didn't know any Republicans. and America is a land of opportunity, but it's not a land of promises. In other words, the government, you know, is not promising you prosperity, but it should be making a way clear for you to gain that on your own. In other words, stop hindering you from, you know, accessing the American dream. You know, it should make it easier for people to access it. And that's not what's happening for the most part here in America now, with all the bureaucratic shutdowns of businesses and governors who are just drunk with power type stuff that we're seeing here in Colorado.
Well, I really think this Democrat Party is not the Democrat Party of our grandparents or JFK. It has been pulled way far left. And so I think there's great opportunity with Blue Dog Democrats and unaffiliated, obviously Republicans and Libertarians and conservatives. How can people help you? I know you've got a real team, Casper. I'm recommending that people adopt a candidate. Would love to have more people adopt you, but I see lots of success going on with your campaign.
Yes, yes. We have a great staff right now. We've got a campaign manager, a chief of staff, a communications director, and we have volunteers joining our team. But we need more, because these last 30 so days is going to be a major ground game. You know, we just ordered a whole boatload of yard signs. So we're doing pretty good, but we need some more help getting those yard signs placed, and also knocking on doors. You know, my opponent is not knocked on any doors this cycle. He doesn't think he needs to. He does Zoom calls, you know, so we're out there talking to people, and I'm not just knocking on Republican doors. I'm knocking on any door that I come to.
Awesome.
So I don't care if it has a, I don't care if it has a Black Lives Matter sign. I'm knocking on that door and trying to win their vote.
How can people reach you, Casper Stockham?
They can go to Casper4Colorado, and that's F-O-R, Colorado.com. They can click on join the team. They can donate. You know, we still need money because we still have a lot more materials to order before election day.
Okay. Casper Stockham, thank you so much. We will talk to you soon.
Thank you, Kim. Appreciate it.
Okay. Lauren Levy, Polygon Financial Group, mortgage market, your mortgage specialist. What is happening over in the mortgage market? Is it still wild?
Hey, good morning, Kim. It is still wild. And actually, you know, you and I have spent the last several weeks or months even talking about this Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac adverse market fee that was implemented, taken away, and is coming back. And little by little, lenders are reinstating the fee. And we got word yesterday that one of the bigger lenders that we work with is reinstating it on October 9th. So there's still a week left before they implement it. And after that happens, most of the banks will now have re-implemented it. So there is a really short window here of a week left where people can get the absolute lowest rates before that fee kicks back in again.
How much will that raise the interest rate on most loans?
Typically, it'll have an effect of raising the rate by about an eighth, which is 0.125 to possibly a quarter of a percent. Is the effect with most lenders.
Okay, so rates are still super low. However, there's possibly a window that you could lock in this before this happens. I know everybody's super busy. If people called you, could they get that locked in? Is there enough time to do that with the lenders and all, or what's that look like, Lauren?
Yeah, there is. A lot of lenders, the lenders are realizing that they're backed up and taking more time. So oftentimes what they're doing is they're honoring the rate. Like, they can absolutely lock in. They can lock in the pricing of a 30-day rate lock, and lenders are giving 60-day rate locks for a 30-day price because they know they're backed up. So the process is just taking a little bit, but the rates stay locked in, and so you're protected.
Okay, and how can people reach you, Lauren Levy? Because opportunity is not knocking. It seems like people should answer the door.
That's right. It's the best way to reach me is to call 303-880-8881. They can always go to the website, polyfigroup.com, but the best way is to just call 303-880-8881.
I have a feeling you're going to have a really busy weekend, Lauren Levy.
Well, that's just been par for the course, which is great.
And the other thing for all my listeners, if you call Lauren, you can go through and do a questionnaire. And if you get to a point where you're going to need an appraisal, Lauren will pay for that. And so it's really no harm, no foul.
That's right. And that's a big benefit. An appraisal these days, people are often surprised when they hear what appraisals cost these days. But they're about $600 to $650. So for your listeners, when we go to do a loan, if we require an appraisal, we pick up that cost, which is a huge savings.
Okay, Lauren Levy, 303-880-8881, 303-880-8881. Do not delay. There's opportunity right now. Lauren, thank you so much. You are such a valued partner. I greatly appreciate you.
Of course. Have a great weekend, Kim.
Thanks so much. And Karen Levine, you know her, RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor. Karen Levine, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim.
And what is happening over in the real estate market?
Well, kind of like Lauren, things are still very busy. Yesterday was October 1st, and we really haven't seen much of a slowdown in activity metro-wide, which is exciting. I'm sure the nice weather, the little crispness in the air, not Christmas, but the holiday, crispness, is keeping things really active. I generally share some of the new data numbers for the 7-day rolling average, and we have about 1,600 new homes on the market over the last seven days, but 2,227 homes have gone under contract.
Wow.
So we continue to see and struggle for inventory, but I was excited to see we have two new products coming into the Arvada market, a paired home product and a townhome product, and they are in the pre-sale stage. So if people are thinking new construction, may take some pressure off of them with regards to finding housing. I would really encourage them to give me a call so that they're represented when they go to meet with that builder.
That's a really good idea. We talked a little bit about it last week, that there was a builder here in the metro area that people were having trouble getting that punch list taken care of after several months. And so having somebody like you at the table would be very helpful in that. One other thing, Karen, and I think I texted you and not sure that we got connected on that, but there's been this issue in Denver. In fact, some of the candidates that are running for House district seats have mentioned it, and that is a possible new ruling or ordinance in Denver with some neighborhoods where there could be group homes, and actually it could be like halfway houses for people getting out of prison or the out of jail, and that actually their family members could live there as well. So up to 10 to 20 people in a home. As people have gotten to hear about this, there's been a significant pushback, and it looks like that is not going to happen right now. What's your thoughts on that, Karen?
Well, interesting that you would ask. We had our government affairs meeting for the Denver Metro Association of Realtors yesterday and got an update on that. And what I find interesting is that if people don't read or listen to your show or get educated, they don't know the entire extent of an action that a council might be doing. And what's interesting with regards to this group home situation is Denver is trying to find a way to create more housing in their communities. And so they were looking at increasing unrelated parties living in a residence, number of people per residence, controlling that with regards to square footage, locality, those things. But the discussion that we've been having had nothing to do with the opportunity to then create halfway houses or places for rehab for inmates, those type of things. And that came to the forefront as we started investigating further. So I think at this point, the city council is tabling this issue until they can come up with a solution that's more favorable to their citizens. And I'm sure we'll see it come to the forefront next year. But right now, they need to come up with some policy that's more favorable to their constituents.
Well, and as you mentioned, really reading these different ordinances, the legislation, Rick Turnquest and I went through and read everything regarding all of the ballot questions on the Colorado ballot. But it is super important that people actually become involved and understand that. And I'd highly recommend that happen. And the other thing we need to start pushing back, Karen, is James Madison said, if laws or rules or regulations are so voluminous that regular people can't read them, then we just need to not put them in place yet, because, you know, you put in a whole bunch of pages of rules and regulations over somebody's life, and then people are surprised. And so it is really important to read that. And as you mentioned, if you don't have time, listen to the Kim Munson Show.
Exactly. And one other thing I would love to share, because I'm very proud of the Realtor Party. I just received in the mail yesterday a wonderful postcard, and it says, "Vote Cory Gardner for U.S. Senate. Home is where the heart is." And Cory Gardner has been a champion for the Realtor Party for years. We have a great relationship with him, and he has done good things for housing.
Well, and private property, Karen, you and I talk about this all the time. You have such a heart for property rights, which is inherent in the American idea. And you've mentioned that people that are able to purchase their home create much more wealth over the long term than somebody that is renting. And it doesn't really take a rocket scientist to figure it out. If you're paying rent, you're not creating any income. The person that owns the apartment is making money. And I love that. That's okay. Mm-hmm. But when we're using public policy to try to push people into apartments and make home ownership somewhat more onerous, that flies in the face of a free market and property rights. And I did not realize that Senator Gardner had been such a champion working on that. That's really interesting.
Yeah, it really is. And my heart hurts when we listen to all this political advertisement rhetoric that's going on, and they single out something and they tell half truth. And again, it's being educated. And when we've had issues in Washington with regards to property rights, private property rights, home ownership, Senator Gardner has always been available and willing to carry bills on our behalf as well as champion our causes. So the Realtor Party has come behind him, and I was just excited to see that we are standing for what we believe in.
Karen Levine, and you are on the national board as well, so you will be giving a voice to Colorado on that board.
I will. And our annual event, our annual conference, is generally held in November. It was scheduled to be held in New Orleans, which I'm always excited to go to. But this year, we will tackle it virtually, and I guess it's okay to not have to leave my home or my office, but to still get involved and be connected with our issues and causes and championing home ownership nationwide.
Well, Karen Levine, you and I have known each other for many, many years. I highly endorse you. You are a valued partner of the show, which brings forth all this information. I greatly appreciate you. And your number, what is it?
It is 303-877-7516. And I just encourage anyone who's thinking about making a change in home ownership to reach out to me. I like to be the source of information for them to make good decisions. And if they don't have the information, then they're, not in a position to make a good decision.
Well, knowledge is power, and you've got a wealth of knowledge in this crazy market here. Karen Levine, that number is 303-877-7516. Thank you so much. We will talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Bye-bye.
Okay, before we go to break, another one of my great partners is Castlegate Knife and Tool. It is a family-owned business located right here in Sedalia, Colorado, and knives have been around since the Stone Age, and for good reason. They're functional, durable, and versatile. Knives are an essential part of the all-American toolkit, whether you're a hunter, angler, or outdoorsman. You no doubt have a favorite knife that you just can't do without. And where do you go when you want to add to your toolkit? That is Castlegate Knife and Tool. They're located in Sedalia, Colorado. And they have custom knives, unique folders, and fixed blades from the world's greatest makers. And they're not your average knife shop. So this weekend, take a trip down to Sedalia. Castlegate is open 7 days a week. And be sure and check out castlegate.com for more information. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we will be talking with Jeff Hunt. The Western Conservative Summit will occur on October 10th. You'll want to know all about it. Stay tuned.
Metropolitan Total Property is more than landscaping. Locally owned and operated since 1987, their team is proud to be your neighbor and live in the community. Metropolitan Total Property stands behind their work, and your complete satisfaction is their top priority. Kim Munson highly recommends Metropolitan Total Property for landscaping and more. She was one of their very first clients way back in 1987. Be sure to check out MetropolitanTotalProperty.com for their complete menu of services. Again, that's MetropolitanTotalProperty.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have independent voices bringing truth and clarity to the issues facing us, our families, our communities, our state, our nation, and our world. The Kim Munson Show is one of those important voices. Kim is a truly independent entrepreneur. She purchases her broadcast time, which gives her total freedom in production of the show and scheduling of guests. If you'd like to support The Kim Munson Show, go to her website, Kim Munson, MONSON.com, and click on the contribute button under Kim's picture. Kim greatly appreciates your help and support.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter there, as well as you will see our most recent podcasts and op-eds. Also, our voter's guide is there, and you can download that. I worked with Rick Turnquist to come up with our recommendations for the questions that are on the Colorado ballot. And we will be having a great event on October 19th over at Water's Edge Winery. Rick and I will go through all of the ballot questions and give you our thought process on that. Tickets are $20 plus a $3 processing fee, so you can sign up there. On the line with me is Jeff Hunt. And he is the guru over at the Centennial Institute, which is the group that creates the Western Conservative Summit. Jeff Hunt, welcome to the show.
Tim, great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me on.
It's been such a wild year, Jeff Hunt. The Western Conservative Summit is normally in the summer, but it's going to be October 10th this year.
That's right. Yeah, we normally host it early in the summer. We've been hosting a Western Conservative Summit now for 11 years. And so Bill Armstrong and John Andrews started the event. It's a wonderful gathering of conservatives from across the nation. In fact, it's the largest gathering of conservatives in the Western United States. But Jared Polis turned the convention center into a field hospital that he never used. And so we weren't able to meet in person this year. We decided to go virtual, and we'll be hosting it this a week from this Saturday, October 10th. And we have produced a wonderful film that will be premiering during the Western Conservative Summit with Nick Searcy. You may know him from many films like Castaway. He's on the TV show Justified. He was the director of the film Gosnell. And he did a movie with us about the importance of the Bible and the formation of America and why we need to get back to our faith.
So this is going to be on Saturday, October 10th. What does it look like? How long will it be? How can people get information about it and sign up? How does that work?
Absolutely. Go to westernconservativesummit.com. You can sign up there. And normally the Western Conservative Summit costs $250 for the first time in our history. It is free. So make sure you go there today and sign up so you can be a part of all the activities that we're doing. It runs from 10 a.m. on Saturday, October 10th, to about 3 p.m. And we'll start with the film, and then we have the Armstrong Award for National Conservative Leadership. That's going to Steve and Jackie Green from the Hobby Lobby family. They have received that award this year, and we have a great video interview with them. That will be followed by the Under 30 Speech Contest, one of my favorite parts of the whole Western Conservative Summit. We go all around the country. We look for these great rising young conservative stars. This year it was sponsored by Turning Point USA. We had four times more submissions than we've ever had for any other under 30 speech contest. And that'll follow the Armstrong Award. And then we have two whole series of workshops. So if you want to go deep on issues like what's happening in China, you can attend a workshop on that and actually interact with the speakers. And or if you want to cover issues like election integrity, those are all going to be part of our workshops. And so we have two rounds of workshops. It is a great day to be able to interact with other conservatives from across the country and get to watch all these great videos. So October 10th, starting at 10 a.m., you can go to westernconservativesummit.com for all the details.
Okay, well, these workshops are super intriguing. Our mutual friend, Helen Raleigh, she is a fellow there at the Centennial Institute. I know she's been preparing her workshop. She has a new book out, but she is really an important thinker on all of these issues out there. So I think she's doing one of the workshops, isn't she, Jeff?
Yeah, she's doing a few. And Helen was originally from China. She's been on Fox numerous times talking about really what's going on in China, the threat to freedom internationally that China poses, not only domestically to their own people, but internationally. And she's going to do a few different workshops with us. And so what I love about the summit is you can laugh, you can cry, you can be entertained, you can be inspired. But you can also be educated and go really deep on these issues. And so we have workshops provided by groups like the Heritage Foundation, the Leadership Institute, Americans for Prosperity, Turning Point USA. All these great groups allow you to go deep on these issues, and you get to interact with them. So they'll be done via Zoom. You can talk and ask questions and get to know some of these workshop leaders as well. So a great full day that's going to provide everything you need to be equipped as a conservative facing the issues we are in this country.
Well, Jeff Hunt, just a quick note. Helen's going to be our guest on the show on Monday. She has a new book out, and so we'll probably talk about the Western Conservative Summit again then. One of the things that I think, well, we miss under this whole COVID-19 thing is coming together and meeting people. I know when I've been at the Western Conservative Summit, I've met new people. I've loved those connections. Is there going to be any way for people to connect with each other, or is that just going to be kind of something we're going to have to wait on for next year?
Well, yeah, Kim, that's a great point. You know, when you walk into that room of over 2,000 conservatives from over 40 states, you get this great energy. And, you know, as I mentioned, we've been doing this for this will be our 11th year now, and I just remember those moments walking out on that stage. And Kim, you've been up there too on that stage, and mm-hmm. you just feel the excitement, the energy, and then you're down in the room and you're connecting and talking about new ideas and how we can work together to as conservatives to advance our issues and take on the problems that we're facing. But we do have online features this year, so there'll be a great fun chat feature. We're doing a straw poll like we normally do, so all the great components that go into a Western Conservative Summit will still be there, and you don't have to pay this year. So
that is amazing.
Come be a part of it. And as I mentioned, it's free. It's this next Saturday, October 10th. So register today at westernconservativesummit.com.
Jeff, this election is, we many times say, this election is the most important election of our lifetimes. I think this is the most important election of our lifetimes. With what we've seen happening in our country right now, it is so important that people equip themselves, as you mentioned, with knowledge. We're 32 days out right now. The ballots are going to be mailed, I think, could be mailed on October 9th. So the Western Conservative Summit, the timing on it is so important because people will be fresh after going through these workshops with these ideas so that they can engage with their friends and their family and their colleagues in reasonable and civil conversations because they're coming at these issues with knowledge instead of emotion.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It is going to be coming up very, very quick. A lot of people think the election is only on November 3rd, and not in Colorado, not in a lot of other places. It runs all the way from, as you mentioned, this upcoming Friday, a week from today, is when ballots are going to go out. And, you know, we're a nonprofit, so we don't get into candidates and parties, but we do get into issues. And there's a lot of issues at stake in this election. And so, you know, we are going to face questions on the sanctity of life. We're going to face questions on limited government and keeping our taxes low. All of those issues, and whether or not we should even have gray wolves in this state, which are already here, by the way. And frankly, Tim, I don't think people in Denver should be voting as to whether or not people in Northwest Colorado have wolves in their backyard. But those are all issues we're going to talk about. And as you mentioned, you have a ballot guide. We have a ballot guide. There's a lot of great resources out there. So when you get that long ballot, 11 statewide questions, you're not trying to scratch your head and figure out, what should I do with Amendment B, which is complicated, just reading it, let alone trying to understand it. There's great people like you, like the Centennial Institute, that have put out some good ballot guides. But that's a lot of the point of these gatherings and these events like the Western Conservative Summit, is that you can get educated, but more importantly, you can get inspired and then get activated to go out there and fight for the values, the conservative values and principles that we care so deeply about that are on the ballot this year.
Well, I am so excited about it, Jeff Hunt. I'd love to have you stay on the line through this this break, and we'll talk a little bit more about all that is going on out in the world and how you guys are addressing that. Before we do that, though, Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management, another one of my valued partners, is on the line. Jason, the unemployment numbers have come out today. What happened? What's going on?
Well, the numbers were not quite as strong as expected. I believe the consensus was we were going to add back about 800 and some thousand jobs. We came in at 661,000. Jobs added. The unemployment rate, Kim, was at 8.4%. Last month, that dropped down to 7.9% this month. So we still did add back quite a few jobs and get the rate down. I thought it was interesting that, you know, a lot of the ads came in in the like the restaurant and leisure and hospitality sector, 318,000 jobs added back there. They've been hit very, very hard, and getting those jobs back will be very helpful. And then lastly, it looked like they revised up the numbers for both July and August. They revised the numbers up for July by 27,000, revised the numbers up for August by 118,000. So both of those months were a little bit better than initially expected. So we didn't quite get what we were hoping for, but still not too shabby. And when you're talking about unemployment, Kim, that's 7.9%. I mean, that's still not great. That's for darn sure. But it's back into the range of, you know, somewhat normalcy where we can work with that and we can continue to improve. It's not like 15 or 16, which is extremely disturbing.
What was the high number on unemployment as we were going through this whole COVID-19 Wuhan virus reaction disruption?
You know, Kim, that's a good question.
I was thinking it was in the 13s. I can't remember.
I think it was 13. Something in my brain said 16, but that could be mistaken. I will check on that over the weekend, and we could talk about on Monday if you'd like.
Okay. Other question, the futures. I felt that the futures would probably reflect these unemployment numbers, but now the fact that the report has come out that President Trump and Melania have tested positive for COVID-19, it just came across the wire that Mike Pence and his wife, Karen, had tested negative. Is that, do you think that's doing anything to the futures?
Well, the futures were down maybe about 360, 370 before the jobs report came out. Now they're down about 420. I don't know if that's directly related to the jobs report or if they're just jostling around, but certainly the news that the president and the first lady have tested positive, would swamp, one month worth of unemployment numbers.
Right.
So I think the futures are entirely related to concerns about our president.
Okay. Well, there is volatility in the market, and I think it would be great for people to sit down and do a risk assessment on their portfolios with you and your colleagues. At Presidential Wealth Management, there's opportunity. We always say when opportunity knocks, answer the door. Jason McBride, I would recommend that people reach out to you. How can they do that?
Well, a couple easy ways. Give us a call at 303-694-1600. That's 303-694-1600. Or check us out on the web at AIR, that's airpresidential.com.
And when we talk about knowledge is power, talking with Jeff Hunt regarding the Western Conservative Summit, you have gone through, Jason McBride, and done a very important analysis on the Trump tax cuts and what they did for everyday hardworking people. And that is at airpresidential.com. Again, knowledge is power. I would recommend that people check that out.
Well, I appreciate that, Kim. I think that would be helpful, too.
Okay. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
All right. You too.
We'll be right back with Jeff Hunt. He is the director of the Centennial Institute, about the Western Conservative Summit that will be occurring on October 10th. Stay tuned.
Predovich & Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich & Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich & Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. That way you'll get the first look at all of our upcoming guests, our new most recent op-eds, our most recent podcasts. And right now on the website is our voter's guide. Rick Turnquest and I worked, we spent hours on this with our recommendations. We hope it'll be a good tool for you as you fill out your ballot. That will those will be mailed probably around October 9th. And sign up for our event that we will be having at Water's Edge Winery on the 19th to talk about the voter's guide as well. We had an event just this last Monday night, and it was fun. But before we get back to Jeff Hunt, who is the director of the Centennial Institute, I looked at the forecast for our community, for the Denver metro area, for the next, about a week or so, there is not a cloud in sight. So Hooters Restaurants is a place to go and sit out on the patio with a friend. They've got great happy hour specials, sports on the television, and just chill out a little bit because things are so crazy with this election cycle. Just chill out for a little bit at Hooters Restaurants. There's five locations: Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, Westminster, and Colorado Springs. They have party packs to go. They have to-go specials. Great specials, happy hour specials on location. For more information, go to HootersColorado.com. That's HootersColorado.com. And let's jump over here now with Jeff Hunt. He is the director of the Centennial Institute. And they are the Western Conservative Summit is occurring. And that is great, Jeff Hunt. You guys have put on your creative hats and are doing something very special.
That's right. We have the world premiere of the film America, America, God Shed His Grace on Thee. It is a fantastic film. And Kim, I got to tell you just some of the people that are in this movie, because you'll really enjoy it. We've got everyone from Senator Ted Cruz, Louis Gohmert. We have Brigitte Gabriel, Kristen Wagner, and Jack Phillips, our friends down at Masterpiece Bakery and Cake Shop. We have Herman Cain's final interview.
Aww.
I mean, really powerful. You'll see how much he loves America. And I don't want to spoil it too much, but at the end of the film, he actually sings God Bless America for us. And you realize that our country is made up of wonderful people like Herman Cain, Andrew Young, Alveda King, all these people that we explore in the film, talking about the importance of the Bible, of getting back to faith, and why that's so important for our country. And Dennis Prager, Charlie Kirk, Ben Shapiro, they're all in the movie as well. Dennis Prager has a great line. He says, you know, if you look at the beginning of the Bible, it talks about God creating order out of chaos. And as you take God out of our public schools, as you take God out of business, out of sports, out of the public square, what happens? We go back to chaos. And I think a lot of people look at our country and go, well, that's exactly what's happening. We're experiencing chaos just about everywhere. And so this movie goes back to the founding principles of this country, which did not separate religion and politics. They were all together. It inspired our political engagement. Our faith did. And we need to get back to that. We need to get back to order in this country.
Jeff Hunt, I find this whole election cycle right now, the COVID-19 Wuhan virus reaction disruption, Donald Trump, a good friend of mine has said, you know, love him or hate him, he's bringing clarity to these issues. And so much of this chaos that we are seeing now in our country, I felt was percolating underneath in public policy, but the kind of the lid has come off on it. And people that have said, I'm not into politics, we realize that politics is into them. When bureaucrats come in and close down people's businesses, take their livelihoods, people are paying attention. And law and order is one of the bedrocks, or order. Let's say order. Order is really one of the bedrocks for people to be able to thrive and prosper. And we now have, I think, choices about whether or not we want destruction and chaos and division, or if we want to move towards order and prosperity and unity. It seems really clear to me, Jeff Hunt.
Oh, that's exactly right. And I'll be speaking now in my own personal capacity, not for the organization I represent, but when you look at what the Democrats offer, they either run your cities, which are running into destruction, or if they don't get their way, they will then burn down your cities. And so you learn that destruction comes in any capacity from the left, because they have bad ideas, and they're willing to allow rioters, and they're willing to allow the destruction of our communities to achieve a political end And that's frustrating. I think a lot of people got to look at it, especially if you live in safe communities, and go, why would I turn over my community leadership to these people? They clearly won't stand up to the disorder that's happening in their communities, and they won't stand for order. They won't put the folks that are bringing destruction and destroying black-owned businesses in their communities. They're allowing this to take place, and that needs to be challenged. I thought during the debate that point where Joe Biden wouldn't talk about law and order, kept pushing it off, that is how these people look at their constituency. They will say, well, these people voted for me, so I'm not going to put them in jail, even though they're destroying all these businesses and rioting and looting. I'm not going to hold them accountable. But if you're trying to meet in a church down the street because you didn't vote for me, then I'm going to go down there and I'm going to fine you and I'm going to threaten to put your pastor in prison. That's what's at stake in this election. Either you put the people that go, churches are important, and if you're rioting and looting, we're going to put you in jail, into office, or you put the people that go, rioting and looting is important, I'm going to put the people that want to go to church in jail. That's the distinction between this election, and you need to choose wisely because it's going to have a big impact on our future.
Well, it is going to have a big impact. And just making a note, we are talking with Jeff Hunt personally right now. And that this Democrat Party is not the party of JFK. JFK lowered taxes. It is not your grandparents' Democrat Party. It has been hijacked by radical progressive activists, and moderate Democrats really don't have a place in this party right now.
Oh, there's not a single place for a pro-life Democrat anywhere in the Democrat Party right now. And you've got to come to terms with that fact, that if you're voting, let's say you don't like the way Donald Trump talks about things or his personality, you're going to put into power people that are going to funnel tens of millions of dollars into Planned Parenthood. They're going to open up abortion internationally again. Even if you care about women's sports, look at who you're putting into office, because Democrats are going to roll back all the advancements that we've seen in women's sports. You're going to have basically men competing in women's sports again. So there's a lot of reasons to keep them out of office, but they are really a party that has been dominated by radical socialists, anti-God socialists that want to push faith out of the public square, penalize those that stand for their faith while allowing radical secularists to force every agenda imaginable upon your children. And so we face this down at the Colorado Capitol when we've tried to advance protections for babies that have survived abortions. And they have completely rejected that. These are babies that are outside the womb, living and breathing, and they refuse to allow that to take place. What they've done with comprehensive sex education, trying to push that all the way down to kids in kindergarten.
I know.
So it is a radical agenda, not to mention what they want to do with your taxes. As you mentioned, Kim, if you receive a paycheck, you're involved in politics. Just look at all that has to come out for your taxes. They want to take that up. Joe Biden has said that. I'm going to raise your taxes. So there is really a lot at stake in this election, Kim.
Well, there really is. One other thing, you mentioned that gray wolf issue, which is one of the issues that's on the ballot. And your ballot guide and our ballot guide are pretty much in agreement. Just the two gambling things where we disagree on that. And I think, and that was one of the questions when we did our voters guide event over at Water's Edge Winery that created a lot of robust discussion, which I thought was great. But on the gray wolf issue, I read the ballot question, and it would introduce gray wolves west of the Continental Divide. You know, we are not into, I mean, how cruel is that to introduce a predator for farmers and ranchers on the western Colorado and say, oh, no, but you can't have it here. Well, I think if people in the Front Range want gray wolves, then they should put them in their own backyard. I thought it was so unfair, Jeff Hunt.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I live in Highlands Ranch. I have no threats at all. I mean, like, the greatest threat I have right now is that someone drives too fast down our street. And I'm going to vote to put wolves in someone else's backyard that I don't have to deal with here? That's not right.
It's terrible.
So even if you like wolves, which you can, I mean, there's no opposition to that. If you want wolves, fine, but you got to be the one to deal with them. Don't vote for someone else, especially when those other people make their money and their livelihood off of livestock. So this is in our mind, this was a property rights issue. Who are we to tell other folks that they've got to introduce a threat to their own property when I don't have to deal with that in my own backyard? So,
but how it could affect us, though, right. How it could affect us, Jeff Hunt, is at the grocery store. It'll make our food more expensive, and it could disrupt our food supply as well. So I'm going to ask you to very quickly, we have 1 minute left, for you to put your Western Conservative hat back on and give people information on how they can sign up for that.
Absolutely. Go to westernconservativesummit.com. It is a week from tomorrow. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe this is coming up so quick. A week from tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m., watch the world premiere of the film America, America, God Shed His Grace on Thee. Register for free at westernconservativesummit.com. That's westernconservativesummit.com.
Jeff Hunt, thank you so much for all the great work that you do.
Thank you, Kim. You're a great friend of the Centennial Institute. God bless you and all your listeners.
And God bless you too, Jeff Hunt. And our quote for today is from George Washington. He said, "I am sure that never was a people who had more reason to acknowledge a divine interposition in their affairs than those of the United States. And I should be pained to believe that they have forgotten that agency, which was so often manifested during our revolution, or that they failed to consider the omnipotence of the God who is alone able to protect them." That is George Washington. My friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America. Out into this great unknown.